B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
We got a bunch of people calling us up about random things.
This is so crazy.
That they've seen their neighbor do.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk to Jessica.
Hi.
What did you see?
So my kids came inside and they were laughing hysterically. And I went outside and I heard this crazy noise. And I looked through the trees and my neighbors in shorts, work boots, and a cape grilling some steak singing opera.
What a combination.
I'm trying to picture this. Shorts, work boots, grilling steaks, and grilling singing steak. Opera.
With a cape on.
Did he have a shirt on, or was he naked from the waist up?
I think he had a wife beater on.
Oh my God. Even better. Did the steaks come out good? Because if they did, I'll start wearing that. Thank you, madam.
Thank you.
Hi, Teresa.
Hey.
What's your story, madam? What'd you see?
All right, so me and my bestie were having a sleepover one night, and for some, like, we heard a noise outside, and we looked out the window, and here's my neighbor, butt naked in this picture window, drinking a beer, stretching. He turned and he saw us, and he gave us a wink, and it was like he did the Fonz finger guns. It was like he was saying A, but, like, I gotta give him props, man. The dude's short, but he's a little man with no little man, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh. Wow, okay.
Imagine looking across and your neighbor is naked, chugging a beer, and just winks at you like,
I was gonna say,
and stretching.
And then
like, looks at you and winks.
Yeah.
Oh, that is, oh,
that's
my
amazing.
God.
How do you stretch naked as a man and not make it hilarious? Mm. All right, this is Gordon.
Yeah.
What's up, man? What's your story?
So I spied my neighbor one early morning during a snowstorm. Outside, snow blowing his driveway, nothing but a pair of rubber boots and his boxer shorts.
What?
In snow?
In snow.
What the hell? Is he Iceman?
I have no idea.
That's classic, man. Thank you.
Yep, no problem.
Terrence.
Yep.
Go ahead, man. What's your story?
All right, guys. So, my roommate let me see this great fight between my neighbor and, I'm guessing, his mistress.
Oh, really?
She starts screaming at him, saying, you know, you're a piece of, you know, this, that, and the other, and I can't believe you're cheating on me. And it comes out that, you know, he's cheating on her with another mistress.
What?
Oh, my God.
And I don't know how this came up, but she grabs a cat and throws it at him, and he screams, where the F did the cat come from? And it starts scratching him.
What?
And I find out that they don't own a cat, so either she brought a cat in from outside to viciously attack
to
him,
throw at him?
Or maybe it was just walking by. This poor cat was walking
right
by.
She
threw it at him first thing she saw.
Hey, man, you know what they say, a woman's going, right?
Fernando.
Yo.
What's up?
So, I live in a third floor. There's a house in front of me. My neighbors from that second floor on that house had their curtains open. I'm having a cigarette outside on my porch. I look at, not that I wanted to see anything, but I look down, and this woman is hanging upside down, completely naked, with a red rope tying her all over her body.
What?
Yes. Completely naked. And okay, I'm thinking they having a lot of fun.
50 Shades stuff going on.
Hell yeah.
The person who walks in the room is not her man. It's the guy who lives upstairs from there.
That's the best.
Wait, what?
It wasn't her man. It was her neighbor.
Where was her man? I have so many questions. She was just hanging there on her own?
Yes. I mean, I guess they were getting prepared for more or whatever they were doing. person who walked in the room was the dude who lived upstairs, who was also married.
What the hell was he walking in there for? I have so many questions.
It
was
no, they were getting it in. The two,
oh
the,
my God.
The upstairs neighbor and her.
We need to explain infidelity to Melissa.
No, I get it.
Sometimes
just,
oh you love God. Somebody.
Shut up, I hate you.
But you know what's funny? That reminds me, when I went to run the marathon last year, my wife and I, the hotel we were staying at, we were across from a like an apartment building, mm-hmm. and we, yo, this couple, every night we were there that weekend, these two were getting it on. But they weren't just having, they weren't just making love on the bed. Like, we would see them, and then we wouldn't see them.
Awesome.
We'd see the girl on the bottom, and then we wouldn't see the girl on the bottom. We'd see, like, that's we'd great. See legs, then we wouldn't see legs. We're like, damn, look at, and we were, the way we were looking at them, if they glanced over, which I'm sure they did at some point because they were facing every direction, mm-hmm. they could easily see us looking at them, and they didn't,
they didn't care.
Please.
They didn't care.
They, listen, they were getting off on that.
That's the best.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.